The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to the November edition of Blind Spot, proudly sponsored and hosted by the Southland branch of Blind Citizens. So welcome along to this edition, whether you're listening via podcast or 96.4 FM community radio. Hope you enjoy the show today. And just before we get started, just a couple notes. If you are listening and would like to purchase a Blind Citizens calendar, you are able to get them from the social this Saturday in Invercargill, 29th of November at from 11:30 a.m. if you're attending. Or you can phone the National Blind Citizens phone number on 0800 ABC NZ. Which is 0800 222 694. So I hope I got that right. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Nicholas Crawford. Kia ora, Nick.
Thank you very much. I prefer to go by Nick. Thank you for the very formal introduction.
No worries. And for the records, would you be able to tell everyone who's listening how long how we're connected and how long I've been driving you up the wall for?
Sure. Well, I am Hannah Crawford's wife, aren't I? Husband, that's what I am.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm married to Hannah and we've known each other for about 10-ish years. It feels like a lot longer now that we've been married for,
How long we've been married?
3 years, 4 years.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Ballpark.
Ballpark.
Yes, feels like much longer. And Hannah has invited me here on the radio today to do what, Hannah?
So I guess why I thought it would be interesting today is, so what's your profession, Nick?
I am a physiotherapist.
Yes, and how? And when did you graduate? It was a couple of years ago now, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, so I'd say you're like second year post-grad.
Going into the third year, yes.
Going to third year. Awesome. And I think what's been quite interesting having come out of that is you like to give comment to my interesting blindy posture. And that's why I thought would be quite interesting is it is quite common in our community to, you know, whether depending on our level of vision and our posture. And I know you comment on it quite often. So I thought it'd be quite nice to, you know, have a chat about that and maybe offer tips out there to, you know, help with, you know, maybe standing straighter, looking more up and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just a you thing because, you know, after, you know, being in a relationship with you and getting to know some of your friends and some of the other low vision people around Invercargill and around New Zealand, it's quite a common thing for people's posture, for their body position to be a little bit changed just by the necessity of the things that, you know, of making the most of the senses that you have. And I guess part of the feedback that you don't get with the loss of vision is how does it look when you're in the mirror? So you can go, oh, jeepers, that's a bit weird, isn't it? Maybe I should stand up a bit straighter. Hopefully I can offer some suggestions and talk about some of the common things that I've seen and just why it matters and what the long-term impacts may be on, you know, not just, how people are positioning themselves, but on how does it feel after you've been doing it for, you know, 5, 10, 20, 30 years and hopefully be able to pass on a few things that might make people a bit more comfortable.
Well, that's actually, you know, a good thought, really. Like, how do you know what you don't know? How do you know if you're sitting straight, or how do you know if you're standing straight if you can't see it?
Well, I guess I'll talk a bit about some of the things that I've seen and some of the different positions people put themselves in, and then talk a little bit around how they might be able to check if they are doing it, and then some of the things people might be able to do to help to counter that. I guess the first thing I'd say is that, generally speaking, all of our joints and muscles go in two directions, right?
So, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, most of the time. For example, your knee goes backwards and forwards, your elbow goes, up and down, right? Now, if we spend a lot of time in just one position, for example, if I've got my head tilted forward trying to hear my phone a little bit better, and I'm doing that day after day after day.
Well, there's also if you have a little bit of sight and you're walking, constantly looking at the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get to that. Thank you for interrupting me. We become a bit unbalanced. And unbalanced not from a point of view of you're going to fall over, but unbalanced from a point of view of we're asking the muscles at the fronts of our bodies to contract and bend our heads forward, and the muscles on our back become a bit weaker and longer, okay? Now, you probably can all identify with the image of a little old lady walking down the road, kind of bent over and looking down at the ground. And that's a pretty common one for blindness. Now, when you add into that a guide dog that's also attached to one arm and kind of pulling you forward as well, or a cane, you're also putting some twisting into that. So have that mental image in your head, and that's a pretty common one for blind, low vision people that I've seen. And the other one would also be, say if someone's got vision in just one eye, a lot of head tilting and turning to look down at the phone. So their neck is both, well, I should say their head is both forward and down. And if you're doing that for a long time each day, and your body's not getting the message to let go of that at the end of the day, it can create imbalances in the body, which can become very uncomfortable over time and make things like turning your head or sitting or standing up straight a lot more tricky. Now, one thing you can do if you want to go and check your posture is go and find a wall. So if you go and find a wall and back yourself up to it and back up there, feel your butt against the wall and your back against the wall, how much distance is there between your head and the wall? Is it comfortable to have your head resting back there? If it is, then hey, you're probably doing pretty well and you're fairly upright. If you're really finding that you're having to crank your head back and it's pretty uncomfortable or maybe feeling very tight, you may have put yourself in a position where you've got some pretty tight muscles and your general posture is not great. And not great from the point of view of, you may be creating issues for yourself further down the road as we get a bit older. Now, if you have done that, what we want to do is, and I should actually take a moment to say this is not just a blind, low vision thing. I mean, it's very prevalent in that community, but it can also be like a general office thing where people are sitting at their desks all day and everything's in front of them. So they're reaching forward, they're leaning forward. Okay. So we'll back it up a bit. If you do find yourself in that position, right, where you've got your head forward a lot and you're maybe looking down a bit more than you should be, and you've tested yourself against the wall and you're finding that, hey, I'm not quite as straight as perhaps I thought I was, you can always check it by asking a friend who can see your posture. Do I look like a little old lady walking down the street? There's a few things.
Sorry to all the little old ladies out there.
Yes, apologies, little old ladies. What we want to do is to counter that, really, just to bring a bit more balance back into that. And we can do that by making the muscles in the back, your upper back, a little bit stronger. Okay, this isn't going to turn you into a bodybuilder, or you're not going to lose any of your, you're not going to lose anything from it. There's only things to gain. The muscles in your upper back just a little bit stronger, so they do a better job of keeping your shoulders back and keeping your head up. Okay. So we can do that. Yes, I can see you.
I'm doing it as he's talking.
Yeah. So there's a few things you can do. Think about a soldier standing to attention, okay? And if you've never seen a soldier, I'll describe it for you, okay? They might stand there with their feet on the ground, their legs are nice and straight, their butt is tight, okay? They're squeezing their butt muscles. They're standing up as straight as they can, and they've got their shoulders back, okay? Now, when I'm bringing my shoulders back, all the muscles along my upper back are having to work to do that. So if you're standing there in your soldier position, standing up nice and tall with your shoulders back, let them relax a little bit, and then do it again. Bring those shoulders back.
I was actually told to think about pulling your scapulas down, because sometimes when you're pulling your shoulders back, what are you actually pulling back?
Okay, so yeah. For our general listenership, what are your scapulas, Hannah?
It's the shoulder part. Well, yeah, what is your shoulder?
Basically your shoulder. Bringing your shoulders back together and maybe even down a little bit. Yeah, so if you can feel things going on in your mid to upper back there, as you're following those instructions, you're probably doing it pretty right. So even if you just do that 5 or 10 times at a time, a couple of times a day, it will go a long way to undoing some of that, some of those hazards that come along with being low vision.
Yeah, because I find it's quite common, you know, just more so in our community and, you know, for those who outside of the community who look down a lot, we have this kink in our neck.
Mm.
And for some of us, it's probably we've probably had it since we were younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can be at any stage of your life and in, you know, any state of, you know, looking straight ahead to just permanently looking down at the ground. It is never too late to make improvements, and these improvements should go a long way to making you feel a bit more comfortable. So, I mean, if you've got a sore upper back, a sore neck, you know, try out those instructions. You know, stand up straight like a soldier, keep the shoulders back, have the head up. Just periodically do that throughout the day, okay? It'll get some of those muscles woken up that have been asleep for a while, and it should help feel a bit more comfortable over time. You know, it may take a couple of weeks. You might be a bit sore in the meantime, but just give it a go.
Yeah. And is it better to do it against a wall?
The wall can give you a good bit of feedback,
like,
for sure.
For balance, and just so that you know you're standing straight, yeah. if you haven't got that visual feedback to go by.
Yeah. I think a hallway is a great place to be a lot of the times. So if you're leaning up against one wall in the hallway, you know you've got the other one in front of you. So if you are trying this and you do lose your balance, hey, you can just put a hand out. You know the wall's opposite you. So that will, you know, help you keep your balance.
Yeah, no, so that's some really good tips to go by. Thank you so much, Nick. And is there any, you know, last-minute tips, you fun facts you could offer us?
Fun facts about being a blindie? That's probably a lot more your department. I can offer you one more quick one. So if you take your thumbs and put them up against your shoulders, so same side, yep. Now, if you take your elbows and roll some big circles, going around and back.
I'm doing this as he's talking again.
Okay, let's tap the elbows in the bottom position. Take them forward and up and around and back in that direction. Yep. Okay, so keep going, Hannah. Keep going.
Yep.
So circle.
So my circles, my elbows are going backwards.
Yep.
And it hurts.
Okay.
Oh, wow. You can actually feel your back when you're doing it.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Now, when you get to the end position, when your elbows are back and your shoulders are back and your chest is out, just drop the arms there and you'll actually feel that you're...
Oh, wow. You can actually feel your back.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, that probably tells you you've got some work to do, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. No, thank you so much for coming on air today. It is, you know, really good to point out, you know, there is things that we can do to help some of that posture. And I know in my own time, I've been really lucky to have some of this work through the sport that I've done. But, you know, it's not just sport related. It's, you know, for our long term health. So it's all important to help us out. So thank you so much for that.
Not at all. I'd like to extend my thanks for you having me on, even though I didn't really have a choice.
He really did. And otherwise, this will be my last show for the year. So I do hope you all have a lovely Christmas and New Year's break. Hopefully, wherever you are in New Zealand, there's some sun around in summer. Otherwise, in next edition, you'll catch Carolyn along with some Christmas music. So I do hope you enjoy. And otherwise, we will catch you in 2026. Ka kite.
Bye-bye.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.